Before Congress left for the election break, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association held a Beef 101 presentation for congressional staffers on the estate tax. And that event included a couple of guest speakers from here in the Southeast, as Kent Backus, NCBA's Associate Director of Legislative Affairs, explains.
We're fortunate enough to have two producers, Randy and Sarah Beth Bartle from San Antonio, Florida. They are a father-daughter team, and they're a great example of the multi-generational operations in our industry. The ranch has been in their family for over 80 years, and they shared their firsthand experience with these congressional staffers on how they've had to face the death tax in each of the generations. They discussed in great detail the cost of compliance and what their family has had to give up just to pay the lawyers and tax collectors. And most importantly, they focused on the significance of land values and the total value of the estate, and how development of surrounding areas has greatly increased those costs over the years.
He said the goals of this Beef 101 education series was to show congressional staffers why the estate tax is so important to ranching families.
Currently, the exemption level is $5 million per individual, $10 million per couple at a 35% tax rate. But that's all set to expire at the end of this year. So we need Congress to act, because if they don't, it will revert to a $1 million exemption level at a 55% tax rate.
And Backus invites producers to visit their website, beefusa.org, to look at the materials they have available about the death tax.
We have an interactive map that has state-specific information on the death tax and ways for you to contact your members of Congress directly.
Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.